31st of January, the deadline for your tax returns here in the UK. Britons pay 20 to 40% tax, enough to hurt your pocket in these tough economic times. In recent months, big companies like Google and Starbucks have been slammed for not paying tax in the UK. And now a report by leading charity Oxfam has found that tax evasion by some of Britain's richest individuals has cost the country £5.2 billion. Press TV spoke to Oxfam's Krishna Ponnasamy.
What it means is that's less revenue, so £5 billion less coming into the government. And that means the government's got to make, you know, deep spending cuts. If they brought in that extra £5 billion, we could spend that money on, you know, scrapping the welfare uprating bill, so allowing people's incomes to keep pace with inflation. We could double the childcare entitlement that helps people to go back to work. We could, help people with their fuel bills. Fuel bills are going through the roof at the minute. They're rising well above inflation.
In fact, this missing tax money could provide every single household in Britain an extra £200. While these billions sit in offshore safe havens, ordinary people are left to pick up the tab, and it's the poorest that are losing out the most. Hundreds of thousands already rely on food banks to survive.
That money can actually be used to help protect the people who are the poorest in the UK. They're the ones who are actually seeing their incomes squeezed the most. You know, when the government's introducing its measures, they've actually fallen on the poorest tenth 7 times harder than it's fallen on the richest tenth. You know, what this really means is people can't put, you know, food on their table.
Oxfam has called the situation sickening and immoral and has called on the government to do more. At the World Economic Forum last week, Prime Minister David Cameron said he will use this year's British presidency of the G8 to push for global action on tax evasion.
These tax havens, actually, they operate in secrecy. So what it means is you can take your money, and you don't tell anyone, you don't tell the government. Now, what we want to see is that the government is actually a lot harder on these tax havens. We want them to open up, be a little more transparent about who's holding their money there, you know, how much money they're making, and actually what tax is actually owed to the UK.
The exact amount of tax being avoided is unknown, but it is in the billions, and the government is under increasing pressure to act. It could be that sometime soon, those safe havens for your billions may not be so safe after all. Nagas Mobalari, Press TV, London.